chemicals in consumer products that might be affecting brain development. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Phthalates are a class of chemicals that are known to disrupt the endocrine system. They're used in all kinds of consumer products, including flooring, cars, and cosmetics. A new study published today finds a significant link between pregnant women's exposure to phthalates and negative impacts on their children's development. Robin Wyatt is a professor in the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. She's the lead author of the study. She and her team have an ongoing study of more than 700 mothers and their children that began in 1998. For this particular study, they looked at about half of those mother-child pairs. They measured phthalate levels in the mother's urine and compared those levels to several developmental tests on their children, who are now 3 years old.
So as the levels in the mother's urine went up, the child's motor development went down significantly.
She says the types of phthalates they studied appear to affect the baby's brain development while they're still in utero.
Three of the phthalates were significantly associated with behavioral disorders or behavioral problems, including things like anxious depressed behavior, emotionally reactive behaviors, and withdrawn behavior.
Wyatt says they controlled for a long list of factors. They looked at tobacco smoke, lead, pesticides, and other toxic substances.
We controlled for race, ethnicity, gestational age. We looked at marital status. We looked at a number of different indicators of poverty and also of how much hardship a woman was going through.
And she says still, there was a significant link between the mother's phthalate levels and their children's development.
Our findings are concerning because we saw a 2 to 3-fold increase in the odds that the child would have motor delays and or behavioral problems.
But she says more research is needed, and parents should keep in mind that any individual child's risk is low. But that being said, Robin Wyatt says phthalates are everywhere. You can find them in cosmetics and hair products and fragrances because they help retain scent. You might absorb some kinds of phthalates through your skin or in your food or just by breathing. But Wyatt says there's limited evidence to know exactly how you're getting exposed or what to do to lower your exposure. The federal government has banned certain phthalates in children's products. Robin Wyatt says you can read labels and cut down on products containing phthalates, but there haven't been any studies to know how much that helps. For now, she says the best thing you can do for your child's development is to spend time with them.
Reading to your child, interacting with your child, that has more effect than any of these environmental toxicants we're talking about.
The study appears in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. This is the Environment Report. New research from the University of Michigan reinforces why it's important to keep kids from being exposed to lead. Steve Carmody has more.
It's long been known that relatively high blood lead levels can negatively affect children's IQ. New research finds it can also affect a child's motor skills. Dr. Howard Hugh, a professor of environmental health sciences at the University of Michigan, recently studied children in India between the ages of 3 and 7. Half the children studied had relatively high levels of lead in their blood. Those children tested significantly lower on motor skill tests, like using pegboards or copying pictures, than children with far less exposure to lead. Dr. Hugh says the Indian children's blood lead levels are about 2 to 3 times that of American children. Still, lead is a problem in Michigan, with children being exposed to aging lead paint in homes, lead in pipes, and lead contamination in the soil. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.